Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The end of our second reading for this morning from the letter to the Hebrews says, all the more as you see the day approaching. He talks of that important day that is yet approaching. Yes, we've had and will experience many important days in our lives. Days like our wedding day, the day we buy a new house, the birth of a child. And certainly the writer to the Hebrews is talking about that day of Christ's return, when we'll hear that trumpet call and all the dead in Christ will be raised and we'll be at home at last. But with all of those important days, there's preparation that's involved. And some of that preparation is not very pleasant, is it? There are difficult things, there are painful things that we might have to go through to enjoy those important days, some of those trials and struggles. Even for a wedding that's a joyous day, there's trying to put together that guest list. Who do we invite and who don't we invite? Who are we going to offend if we don't invite them? Who needs to be there? And then trying even to pick who's going to be in your wedding party. You don't want to leave out any of your best friends, and you want them to be included in that. And then to find a place for a reception, a place that will hold enough people and will be able to do the event properly and well. And so you deal with those trials and struggles for that beautiful day of your wedding, or looking for a house. That process of searching and searching, and then when you finally get the house that you want to purchase, then you've got to get that loan pre-approval. Otherwise, the deal's not going to go through, and you've got to find the bank or savings and loan that will give you that approval and guarantee the loan that you want to take out. And then, too, you've got to bring in that home inspector to look it over to see if it's even fit to buy and hope he doesn't find too many flaws in the building that need to be repaired first. And then there's moving in. That's not a pleasant task. Aching shoulders and backs from moving in all of your furniture. And then, too, the birth of a child. You get the baby's room all prepared. You search and find those right outfits for the child. And you make all sorts of preparations. But then, for the mother, there's that physical pain of childbirth. It's not a pleasant activity. And any husband who's been in the delivery room with their wife sees the pain and agony that she goes through to give birth to that child. And so it is, though, also talking about the last day. There will be trials and difficulties even associated with that last day. Yes, Jesus, as he was coming out of the temple, one of the disciples said, yes, look at this magnificent building, the huge stones, the wonderful structure. And Jesus said, there's a day coming when not even one of these stones will be on another. And then he goes on, when the disciples ask, when will this take place? When will this happen? Jesus talks about all the trials and difficulties that will come upon the world and even to them before that last day, the day that the writers to the Hebrews talks of. Yes, there will be trouble even within the church. There will be those false Christs, those false messiahs who come and say, I am he. I'm the one you're waiting for. Follow me. I've got peace and happiness. I'll give you what you need. People like James Jones, who led many astray and then took all their lives with that Kool-Aid down in Central America. Yes, there will be those troubles, even those false Christs, those false messiahs that would try to lead us astray and lead us away from the true Christ. Or even the troubles that will arise within the state, the governments, and in the world, the wars and rumors of war. And we see the unrest and fighting going on in Israel and Gaza, the wars in Ukraine, and the disruptions elsewhere in our world, and we see that turmoil amongst the nations. And then even how the world itself is thrown in turmoil. The forest fires on the west coast and the east coast, the earthquakes, and even some places, famines. And that's one of the things our mission for these last 2 months is with Lutheran World Relief to help to reach out to those who are lacking the things and necessities of life. And then Jesus even says, yes, it's going to even maybe enter into your families, where father and mother will reject their child, families will turn upon one another, and there will be discord and hardship because of your faith. And he says you might even be put on trial before leaders because of the name that you confess. The pain and the hardship that we might go through as we await that day, the day of our Lord's appearing. But yet the writer to the Hebrews says, or Jesus said at the end of our gospel, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. But how can we endure? Because there is one who has prepared us for that day. And the writer to the Hebrews reminds us what Jesus has done to make us ready for that day. That He for all time has offered that once and for all single sacrifice for sins. He's paid the debt for our sins once and for all. The other priests who brought their sacrifices to the temple brought them day after day after day, going through the same repetition, but it did not bring any forgiveness for their sins. No, there's that one and final sacrifice that Jesus made as He offered Himself on Calvary's cross, shedding His blood for you and me to cleanse us from our sin. Yes, He has offered that sacrifice that sets us free to prepare us for that day of our Lord's appearing. Even as He died and gave up His life on the cross for us, that curtain in the temple was torn in two, and so that opened for us the way into God's very presence. You see, the temple and the curtain kept the people away from the Ark of the Covenant, the very presence of God. The only high priest would go in there once a year to offer the sacrifice of atonement, the blood, and pour it upon the mercy seat. They weren't able to go in there. But now the way has been opened for us into the very presence of God through the blood of Christ, through His very body given for us. In the book of life, the reading from Daniel talks about the book, that everyone whose name shall be found written in the book would be delivered. Yes, our names have been written in the book of life, as the writer of the Hebrews reminds us that we have been washed with that pure water connected with God's Word and holy baptism. As in that washing of renewal and rebirth, God has written our names in that book of life, and He has prepared us for that day of His appearing. But until that day, Jesus, who indeed had crushed Satan's power on the cross and by His rising on that third morning, as He conquered death in the grave, defeating Satan, He has crushed Satan's head. If you know anything, you can step on a snake's head and kill it, but yet what? Its body squirms around for a while before it finally stops. So it is that the evil one, that serpent from the garden, he's still thrashing around with his body, even though Christ has crushed his head. And so there will be those times of trial and travail before the time of Christ's return. So we look forward to that day, that we not neglect meeting together, so that we might endure. We stir one another up to good works and good deeds as we share the faith and live out the faith. Yes, the one who endures to the end will be saved. And we can endure through the work of the Holy Spirit who came to us in those waters of baptism. The Holy Spirit who will give us the words to say when someone asks about our faith or puts us to the test for our faith. The Holy Spirit will give us the words to share and to speak. As we look forward to that day, as we endure to the end, faithful to our Savior who has been faithful to us. And so we look forward to that day of joy and peace. Yes, even wedding days, we look forward to the joy, to hear those words, I now pronounce you husband and wife, and the joy that brings to us. Or to be able to sign those papers on the house purchase, and it's finally yours, and you can call it yours. Or that baby, when the mother has gone through those pains and struggles of childbirth, an epidural doesn't take away all the pain, does it? but yet the joy that's there when the doctor hands that baby to you and you hold it in your arms. And we look forward to that day, yes, that last day, when there are arms waiting for us, the arms of our Savior who will hold us close. As he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Welcome into the kingdom that I have prepared for you." The joy to be home at last in our Savior's arms. That will be a good day. Yes, we sometimes watch our now five-year-old granddaughter, Kylie, in the mornings before we take her to 4K kindergarten. And we happen to have her on her birthday. And we're sitting there at the lunch table. She says, "Best day ever," as she's celebrating her fifth birthday. But then even another day, she's there and she said, again, "Best day ever." But that's what we're going to say when our Lord comes and rescues us from all this travail. The best day ever. Home at last in my Savior's arms. And we can endure as he strengthens us as we look forward to that last day. And then we endure looking forward to the best day ever. Amen. And now may that peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.